growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
Welcome to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. Thank you for tuning in to listen to this episode. I am Victoria Inolu Adepoju. For the past few weeks, we have been looking at Bible characters, teenagers and youths that made impact in their own time, and how we can learn from them and also make impact as youths and teenagers without looking down on ourselves that we are young. In this episode, we'll be looking at someone really talked about in the Bible. Yes, really talked about, and a lot of people don't even know her, except for one particular thing she did that made her significant as a young person, and that is the Little Maid of Israel. We don't even know her real name. Yeah, the Little Maid of Israel. So the story can be found in the book of 2 Kings chapter 5. So this little maid of Israel was the one that was with Naaman. I know we are all familiar with Naaman and his wife in the Bible. Naaman that was a leper, and how that God, through that little maid of Israel, helped him to gain his healing. So for this episode, let's just do a brief introduction into who this girl, who this lady is. We don't even know whether it was put there that she's little, so I don't think she's in her youth yet. She's just in her teen years. So the Syrians seized this girl to become a slave, and when we say the little maid, we are all familiar with the title maid, and that infers someone that is with a master as a slave. Someone that is with a master as a slave. This lady found herself in an unknown land, but she was smart enough to find a solution for Naaman through his wife. We don't know for how long she has been living with them, but we all know in the world that we are today how many maids are free to the extent of communicating with their masters or relating with their masters. Using a palace as an example, it's only, let's say, okay, some people are the favorite of the queen or the favorite of the king. So only those people are allowed access to some particular chambers in the palace. But this little maid, she has probably built relationship with her master's wife to the point that she was able to bring a solution to the problem that they had that time. So she offered a solution to the master's wife, who was older. I can imagine someone, let's say a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old girl, going to a 50-year-old woman to tell her that, "Ma, I have a solution to your husband's problem." The woman will look at her and be like, how can you say you have a solution to my husband's problem? Like, how? What can you do as a small girl that you are? But thank God Naaman's wife didn't look down on her, that her solution was irrelevant. Now, one particular thing I want us to hold about the life of this little maid of Israel, and which we'll be focusing on, is her faith, her courage. Yeah, her faith and her courage. Then she was brave. Yes, she was brave. It takes bravery to face your master or your master's wife. As at that time, I don't know what we can say the world is now in relationship between servants, maids and their masters, but she was brave and was helpful. She was a helpful servant. She was not just there as a servant, she was a helpful servant. And the key thing she did was that she remembered the power of the God of Israel. We said she's the little maid of Israel. So she remembered the power of the God of Israel. She knew that there was a God, there is a God that they serve where she was coming from, who she has known and have heard to be a powerful God. And she believes in, strongly in her heart, that this God should be able to help my master. Yeah. So let's round it up here and continue in the next episode, how that she was able to offer, what solution did she offer to Naaman, and how she expressed her faith and her courage in Naaman's house. Thank you very much for listening. Do well to share with your friends. God bless you.